This Art from the Ground Up installment introduces us to Heather Kropf and gives us a look at the process of creating an album of original music, from writing the songs to final production.
Everything will fall into place with the right musicians involved.
That's Grammy-winning recording engineer Jay Dutt. This song, Harvest and Snow, began with a rhythmic foundation,
sculpting out the motion of the piece.
Producer Jeff Berman explains how it was built up from there.
The overtones of that piano, the way that interacted with the rhythm section and helped us sculpt the landscape, we created a musical environment for this tune. The guitars added another part that would add a certain internal motion.
Ultimately, of course, it's the artist's vision.
There's something about an album that's different than, for me, than a live performance. You get more room to play.
Meet singer and songwriter Heather Kropf.
Last night it came to me in three.
The background to most of the songs on the record were I was mostly writing and not performing much because I had some health stuff going on. The song Harvest and Snow came out of that. So it was more just me messing around, not imagining these would be performed anywhere.
With your back turned to the water.
So you were essentially writing for the sake of writing?
Yeah, I was writing for the sake of writing because I wasn't sure I was actually ever going to be able to perform anymore. And then at some point, I realized that was not the case and I would be able to get back into it. And at that point, I decided I'd wanted to put some of these together and make another record. For this particular album, I was more interested in, like, how do you make the music emotive and the lyric is just another strand in that. This particular song, I think, is probably the broadest that we went with that, where the instrumentation that we have is a lot more abstract and cinematic. I mean, I never do this one live, right? Because in my head, it has this whole other atmosphere going on. I know I have some weaknesses in what I can do as a producer. I don't have any like sense of time or percussion or rhythm. Also, the sort of like the inner harmonics of how stuff can be put together. Like, these are all areas that are just like completely undeveloped for me.
And at that point, you try to find a producer.
It was really about her vision. How can I help?
Enter Jeff Berman, a multi-instrumentalist with a broadly eclectic musical background.
I knew he was also a drummer, and that was appealing to me because I knew there'd be somebody in the room that I was talking to about how the music was being built who heard all those little things going on that I don't have my ear developed for.
And that's a lot of trust to put in someone.
There's a lot of ways you can go, but you have to make the choices that ultimately make the songs feel right.
Details were added all the time that I wasn't expecting.
Added a little bit at a time.
Developed from the ground up. The initial recordings were all rhythm tracks, basically.
It's a lot more like painting than it was like a live performance.
As far as the end product, I was thrilled. We had great musicians, great collaboration, and I just was thrilled with the way it came out.
I shook the love.
The album is Chrysalis by Pittsburgh's Heather Kropf. With Art from the Ground Up, I'm Bob Studebaker, 90.5 WESA News.